In Leibniz's monadology, he asserts that there is a pre-established harmony that exists between all mental phenomena in the world and everything that appears to be physical phenomena. By that, he simply means this. In fact, since there are only monads, and monads are entirely mental, what appears to be physical is actually a certain set of arrangements that are misunderstood by a given conscious monad, like the ruling monad that consists in my mind and yours. Ruling monad will perceive some of the information coming into it as revealing physical phenomena. These physical phenomena are established by virtue of the universal and necessary law that govern all relationships among the monads and the monad world. All those relationships include relationships that appear to a ruling monad, a human mind, as physical phenomena. Those are coordinated with things that are perceived by the ruling monad to be mental phenomena. But in fact, there is no actual causal interaction between the physical and the mental, or vice versa, because the physical doesn't actually exist. It's a confused representation of what does exist. Okay, that's why Leibniz says that sense perception is reality in confused representation. So the pre-established harmony solves the mind-body problem chiefly by getting rid of the body, but also by saying that what appears to be physical is coordinated or systematically related to what appears to be mental. And that harmony doesn't involve any causal interaction. And one way to see that is to remember that no monad has a window that through which other monads can change that monad in its nature. And that means that there is actually no change in the world insofar as the nature of each of the monads, or all of them combined, or all of the principles that govern their behavior is concerned. There is no actual change in the world. It's only apparent change through perception.